grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our ever-living and risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text this morning is the reading from the book of Acts, the New Testament reading. One thing that they did is they cast lots. I want you to know that you are part of a very elite group of people. You are fellow workers, fellow saints, fellow citizens of the group of Bartholomew, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot. Of course, you know all their stories from the New Testament, all the wonderful things that they did. The only trouble is that other than the listing of the 12, you don't hear too much about Bartholomew, James, the son of Alphaeus, or Simon the Zealot. Even Matthew, the tax collector, the only time he's really mentioned is when Jesus calls him. You don't hear of him after that. Now we have someone else added to the group. This fellow by the name of Matthias. And just who is this man? We're not told. Other than being chosen by lot and added to the 11, we never hear of him again. And there are times when we can identify with this group of unknowns, because we are a bunch of unknowns, aren't we all? We do our various tasks. Oh, our family knows us, our friends know us, and maybe a few other people know us, the people at work or the people at school or whatever. But by and large, we're not as famous as some other people, people that you keep hearing about on the news and as they yell at each other and complain about what each other is saying. We're just a bunch of nobodies. And the trouble of being a nobody is that you can feel bad about being a nobody. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Nobody knows but Jesus goes the spiritual. And we feel that way at times, that nobody really knows us or cares about us. And we feel that way. And if you look at the Bible, when it tells you that we have all sinned and fall short of the glory of God, sure enough, we find ourselves on the downside of things, because we all deserve that punishment that the Bible tells us about. We are all falling short of God's glory. We are all nobodies. We are all nothing, because we have all failed to follow what God wants us to do and to be. And because of that, there is a feeling of sadness that can come upon us, a feeling that I don't count, and that feeling that no one cares about us. Into this situation, in the book of Acts, what did they do? They cast lots. They cast lots. I suppose it would be considered an early form of gambling, an early form of the game of dice. Throw the dice and see what number comes up and can you win. They cast lots. But they cast lots because God wanted them to do something, and they knew that this was the best way to do it. Casting lots is very acceptable in the Old Testament. And in the New Testament is acceptable to cast lots, because you're letting the result of the casting of the lots come from God. That is the important thing, is that when you cast lots, you're letting and asking God to decide the result of the cast of the lot. So they cast lots, and Matthias won. You see, Jesus is the one who called Bartholomew. Jesus is the one who called Simon the Zealot. Jesus is the one who called James the son of Alphaeus. Jesus called them because he loved them. And you know, Jesus is an unusual person, because he calls two people who are at the opposite ends of the spectrum. He calls the representative of the Roman government, Matthew the tax collector. He also called Simon the Zealot. And in the New Testament times, a zealot was a person who went about with a knife up his sleeve, and when he ran into a Roman, he stabbed the Roman and killed them. Zealots were against the Roman government, and they did everything they could to get rid of as many Romans as they could. And so here in this nice, closely knit group of 12, you have a pro-Roman and an anti-Roman. Very interesting. But Jesus called them because he loved them. And Jesus came on this earth to call all of us to himself. He calls us to himself because he loves us. He was willing to come down on this earth, to leave all the wonders of heaven, to come down this earth to die for your sins and my sins, for our loneliness, for our unknownness, for the times when we feel bad about ourselves. Jesus says, I came for you. In Isaiah 42, he says, thus says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not. I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. Jesus knows your name. You know your mother knows your name. She would say, Douglas. Okay. Hi, Mom. Douglas Riley. She really knew my name. Douglas Edwin Riley, come here. You knew that she knew your name, and you had better respond front and, you know, yes, ma'am, here I am. What do you wish? What do you want? Because you knew you were in big trouble when Mom uses your whole name. But God knows us, our whole name. But he doesn't call us on the carpet. He calls us to say, I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. You are not a nobody. You are a somebody. You are somebody that Jesus loves and cares for. You are somebody that Jesus wants you to be the best you can be. You are the only person in the world that is you. There may be people that look like you. There may be even people that act like you, but there is only one you. And Jesus loves you, and he loves me. And so he says, he casts lots in a way, and he casts lots, and our name comes up. And so he wants us to be his people. Remember in Matthew chapter 25, Jesus tells a story of a man who gave some gifts to his workers. Gave five gifts, two gifts, and one gift. Jesus never mentions about anybody sharing, well, I got five gifts, you only got two. They don't talk about that. Jesus isn't talking about that. What Jesus is talking about is what do you do with those five gifts or those two gifts or that one gift? Jesus has given each and every one of us a gift of some kind or various gifts. But Jesus wants you to use them. Because you are the only you, and in your world and in your life, you have the opportunity to share those gifts that God has given to you with those around you. That's a wonderful thing. He has given you something that you can do, something you can share. You don't have to sit there in your recliner just watching television. You can help others. You can pray for others. You can help in vacation Bible school. You can be there as an adult. You don't have to teach the children. You don't have to spank the children. You're not allowed to do that anyway. But you can help the children get from point A to point B. That's a gift. And maybe you can use that gift for that purpose. So they proposed two men. Joseph called Barsabbas. Talk about somebody who doesn't hear many, don't know anything about him. Lord, you know everyone's heart. Show us which of these two you have chosen. God has chosen you. Be his person today and every day. He will be with you so you can use your gifts well. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus.